Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty. How are you doing?
Oh, awesome. Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there. We already know today is Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. We've got some people to Wiffle Bat, too. We're going to give the virtual Wiffle Bat treatment. Virtually wiffle bat some senators right upside the head for being traitors.
Yep.
Adding to the traitor list, 5 so-called Republicans who have voted to continue to impeach a president that they're claiming didn't win the election.
Right, exactly. That's like a double negative.
How could you impeach a president who didn't win unless he did?
Exactly. That's another admission of not only their guilt, but his victory.
Yep. Trying to sweep things under the carpet, trying to reassure that this threat to their globalist anti-American agenda doesn't succeed.
Right.
Those are the rhinos. Here is the, on one hand, we're upset about this. Oh, you dirty, rotten traitors. But hold on, guys. Write all of this down. We have short memories. I've got the names of the senators. We're going to talk about those. The virtual Wiffle Bat treatment. They're going to get Wiffle Bat Wednesday treated.
Yes. In fact, they deserve the Wiffle Bat gauntlet.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw their names out right now before we get to the word
really?
Of the day.
Yep. Are you really?
Yep, okay. I'm going to do it right now because I'm going to say it again. I want to make sure they have it.
All right.
Voting alongside all Senate Democrats, which are communists, were GOP, that's the grand old party, that's the Republicans, right? Yeah. Senators Pat Toomey, Pennsylvania, Lisa Murkowski, Alaska, Mitt Romney, Utah, Ben Sasse.
I thought it was Ben Sasse.
Ben Sasse. Okay. Ben Sasse from Nebraska. Susan Collins, Maine. And Bill Cassidy, Louisiana. You guys are all on the Wiffle Bat lineup. The Wiffle Bat squad. Can't really call it a firing squad. It's because you can't fire a wiffle bat, right?
Well, that's the you mean like I'm referring to like the gauntlet, the wiffle bat gauntlet.
Oh yeah,
those things sting. Send them down the wiffle bat gauntlet, just like the Indians used to do to their captive enemies. Right?
Yeah, here you go. Whap! Ow! Yeah. Whap! Ow! That's right. Take that, commie.
That's right.
That's great. Oh my goodness! Who do these people think they are?
Well, apparently they feel like they don't have to operate according to law anymore.
Right.
They can do whatever they want. The fox is in charge of the hen house because they have figured out over the years that they can do illegal things and nobody will hold them accountable. The whole nation is too busy. They've figured this out. And this is why they have gained so much traction and they have enclosed us in this noose.
Right.
And so.
Well, here's the other thing, too. In a way, they've been empowered. They've been encouraged because these senators here, like I'm thinking of like Mitt Romney, he keeps getting elected over and over. His values and ideals are absolutely in up. Now, we're talking, he's from Utah.
Right.
That's what we refer to as the Mormon Redoubt.
Right. Right.
It is the stronghold, defensible fallback position that is heavily dominated by Mormon the Mormon Church.
Right.
Right. And they have a very strong pro-American, pro-family, pro-Mormon Church area. I mean, this is where the good old boys club. They look out for each other and they strengthen each other. Actually, they're doing what we should be doing.
What Christians should be doing, right. as far as unity.
It's called occupying.
Yeah, right.
And like Christ said, occupy until I come. So when you drive into the Mormon Redoubt, it is absolutely clear they are occupying it.
Right.
It's on the billboards. It's on every, you know, one of those steeple churches in every little town that you drive through. And the roads, the streets that are named. I mean, they've got the Zion Bank. They've absolutely occupied. And you get somebody like Mitt Romney, who continuously gets voted in, essentially supporting anti-American, pro-socialist ideas, is astounding to me.
I know. He's actually speaking out of the exact opposite of what the Republican platform says.
I know many Mormons, and their views and values are on the polar opposite other end of the spectrum from what we see as Romney's record.
Right.
So I'm not understanding why, how he keeps getting voted in.
Okay. So I've seen this personally. I've seen this happen, when we've been actively working to preserve one thing or another, water rights, property rights, something like that. And I've seen one group of people rally behind the person that they got into office, and then they just look the other way. It's kind of like the Trump effect, where they go, okay, well, we got our guy, and now we don't have to pay attention. Now we don't have to participate anymore. And they turn their backs and go back to what they're doing. And then this candidate just, like, runs roughshod over everything that they elected him to do. And they're not even aware, because they've disengaged. They've allowed their candidate to basically represent them. But then that candidate takes advantage of the fact that they're no longer paying attention and they trust him.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I've seen that firsthand. Yep. Where, because, I mean, what happens is the Republicans come back and they have the Lincoln Day dinner, fundraising dinners for the Republican Party.
Yes.
And we have seen Republicans, so-called Republicans, who wave their fists in the air and talk about, boy, when I went to the Capitol, didn't know what hit them.
I slayed the dragon.
Oh, yeah. They didn't know what happened. I mean, they hate when they see me coming. They hate because I've been fighting for you. And we're looking at each other going, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're trying not to laugh.
If their constituents knew how those people behaved while they were in session,
exactly,
they'd be out on their ear.
Yep.
And I'm not just talking about the adulterers.
Right.
We are, I mean, this is, it is, it is gross.
Yep, I know.
I don't know how else to put it. It's these folks, these are your hero Republicans.
It's kind of like the motto of Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
And that's what happens in the capitals.
Right.
What happens in the Capitol stays in the Capitol, because they come back lying. I mean, we watched it firsthand. We watched them there. We worked amongst them. We saw what they did. And then when they came back, they were all full of vim and vigor, as if they had just done something great.
Look what we did for you.
Yeah. And they're all lies. But the people back home don't know any better, because they weren't there to see what actually transpired.
Now, I can tell you that there are genuine patriots that are in the fight for you. How do you know?
Well, you know them by the fruit.
Well, yeah, exactly. And what's the fruit in the Capitol? Who's getting removed from their committees?
Right.
That
right.
They're on.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, like Representative Green here lately.
Exactly.
Marjorie Green. She was the only one that brought forth impeachment orders for Biden.
Right, in Georgia.
In Georgia.
And they're trying
and
to.
And now all of a sudden she's like the scourge of the earth. And,
oh, yeah.
And
they're
they won't,
trying to censor her.
But the thing is with her is that they're yanking her out of all these committees, voting her off of everything, but they won't say why.
Right.
And it's because of that. And we know it's because of that.
Right.
That, you know, they're also so thrilled to death that Biden the thief is now supposedly in position.
Yep. And it's because of her patriotic, pro-American, pro-constitution. I mean because of her extremist views.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, she's actually standing up for the people she represents, for crying out
That's
loud.
Right.
And they will have none of that.
Heather Scott's doing a great job down in Boise this session.
Yep.
She, a couple of years ago, removed from all of her committees.
Yep.
You know, last year, Matt Shea removed from all of his committees for being involved in domestic terrorism and this whole sham.
Yeah, according to a British article. Yeah,
yeah,
British.
A disgruntled security guard that didn't get his way. And what else? Where else? There was something else I was going to mention. I did want to mention, before we get to the word of the day,
yeah,
that the Liberty State has been entered into another bill for Liberty State by
Rob Chase,
great guy, yep, out of Spokane District 4.
He worked hard on that effort.
Absolutely. Bob McCaslin, whose yep father was the Senator McCaslin.
Yep.
Bob McCaslin's a great former teacher and legislator and just a really neat guy, just a really nice guy. Rob Chase has dug down into his own pocket,
yep,
his wallet.
Yep.
He has paid for so many Liberty State signs and spent so much gas and time.
Yep, putting them all out. He did a lot of work in that movement.
That's right.
And in fact, he was outside of the committee and he still did it all on his own.
Yeah.
And he even came up with the coolest Liberty State coin.
He did.
I was so proud of him for that.
Yeah, trying to fundraise,
yep,
because he was putting so much money out in banners and signs and driving and the.
Yep.
I mean,
I got one of the first ones.
I know.
So proud of that coin.
I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah,
loved it.
Awesome.
So I was very proud of him for doing that.
So that's still going. And you know, look, this is where we're going. It's really where Liberty State is going to have to break off from Washington, but it's also on a bigger scale. We're heading that direction. I know.
If every rural community could do that across America right now, I could make the template. You know, I could make the template and say, here you go. Here's your Constitution with all of its improvements. here's the line of how it works.
You know,
you could just do it in a blueprint.
If we don't, it's going to come down to a Declaration of Independence like what Thomas Jefferson wrote.
Yeah.
You cannot live under that. I have it. I was going to read it, but we don't have time, so
yeah,
maybe I will tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, so much later this morning, you know, we're kind of all riled up this morning. The got the wiffle bats out.
Got the gauntlet set up. We are ready.
Yeah. The brass knuckles. Okay.
Okay, all right.
That somebody could actually get hurt doing that. We don't want to go there.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt them.
On radio.
On radio.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay.
So we're going to say, you guys are inciting violence, and we're going to have
we're inciting the taking back of our country that was stolen under an illegal election.
It's called defending what's yours.
Yeah.
It's called acting like, and realizing you're at war and actually identifying the enemy.
Yeah, and identifying the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, that says each and every one of us are guaranteed a Republican form of government, which makes all of this communist garbage illegal.
And what oppressive regime in history has not passed some type of edict saying it's against the law to resist them?
Well, exactly. Exactly.
That's
or
what the
any kind of
did.
Or any kind of conquering force coming in if they did not declare the patriots of that area as the enemy.
Right. Resisting us is a death penalty.
Resistance
is
futile.
It's called war. And you know, so
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Nazis did it with the Polish. I mean,
yeah, everybody, don't forget to look up the definition of war. That means you fight for something, right?
Yeah. You know, it's just like somebody trying to murder you or some sexual predator, you know, that's got his victim and his prey, and he's screaming, "Don't you dare resist me."
Yeah. Of course you're going to resist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duh. That's what these people are.
Yeah. That's when you're playing by the enemy's rules. You just don't do that. Okay. Well, anyway, so, and we know that because this is the Word of God. Word of God is truth, and we want to adhere to that instead. So the Word of the Day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, which are under the heading of Shepherd the Flock. And so that reads, "The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferers of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away." So, cool. How cool is that?
Very.
And
sounds
and,
really familiar to one that you just read like last week. It related to shepherding.
And that was flock. Actually, that came from Ezekiel 34, where the Lord was looking to make the difference, cut out the difference between the fat and the lean sheep, right? And where he was actually talking about the fat sheep being the irresponsible shepherds who were not going out to look for the lost sheep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so the Lord had to take it upon himself to go out and find the lost sheep, which he did. And then he made a new covenant of peace with the lost, the lean sheep. And so those who shepherd the flock, I love how it says, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. So, that is how you shepherd the flock. You are their example, and you don't forget the lean sheep, the ones that are lost and the hardest to find, the ones in the most, probably the farthest positions away from you that would have little to no chance of ever hearing from someone like you.
Right.
You go out, you search them out, you find them, and you speak the word of God to them.
You know, you and I did we've been kind of reading through Luke.
Yes.
And that's the same scripture that we read yesterday, where Jesus, where the Pharisees were saying, "Oh, you're talking to these guys, and they're sinners and
tax collectors." And,
yeah. And he's like, "Hey, why would I talk to a bunch of people that don't need to repent?
Right?
What person isn't going to go out if they have 100 sheep and one goes astray? Who's not going to go after that and leave the other 99 to go retrieve?" Go to the far reaches of, the wilderness to find your lost sheep and bring back and celebrate when you have found it.
That's right. And the angels rejoice over that one that's found.
Yeah. And you call your neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me. I found my lost sheep." Or the woman who found her, she's got 5 coins and she loses one and she sweeps the house and finds it.
Turns her house upside down to find it.
Yeah. She calls all of her neighbors, "Celebrate with me. I found my lost coin." So that's what God is doing with us, the one that's lost, and they, like you said, heaven rejoices when they found their lost coin, lost sheep.
Yeah.
And
and maybe that's a cue for someone out there who is around a lot of people that never talk about the word of God, who maybe, need it the most. Are you the only light in a dark place? Chances are you're amongst the lost that are the lean sheep that God needs you to bring back.
Yeah.
So, keep that in mind.
Yes, do.
be the shepherd.
How'd you like how I just totally added much value to that?
Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
That's great. You see how I did that? That
was awesome. I saw. It was awesome.
Let's go ahead and take a break. Segment one brought to you by Works Holsters. No, I take that back.
No.
They didn't. Works Holsters is awesome. But this segment is brought to you by Katie Armor. This is what I was trying to say.
We love Katie Armor.
We love Katie Armor. They're awesome. Come and take it. KatieArmor.com. For your serious body armor needs. These are serious times. Check them out, katiearmor.com. Patriot.
Come and take it.
I love it.
Yep,
Katie,
me too.
Come and take it.
Yep.
All right, I've got mine. We've got ours.
That's right.
Yeah. And other stuff.
other stuff yet to come.
You know,
the whiffling is yet to come.
We got our whiffle bats too.
We have them drawn back.
What's the basic combat load for a whiffle bat? We'll be right back.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately.
There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable. And let it come! I repeat it, sir. Let it come! It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace! But there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on this awesome Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Segment two brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, helping to give you the home field advantage with professional training customized to the environment that you live and operate in. Customized training, whether it's at your home or your place of business or your vehicle or all of the above or any type of special circumstances that you operate in, you want some professional help getting the home field advantage there, check them out at strategicself-defense.com. Don't forget the dash. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, all of you.
Did you fall asleep?
Oh, no, no, okay. No. I am wide awake.
Minutemen coffee. All riled up.
Yes, the best coffee because we, you know, right before the break, we were talking about we've got the Wiffle Bats loaded. And so I was just wondering, you know, is there a magazine limit to these Wiffle Bats?
10 rounds, of course.
10 rounds. Awesome. Pew,
pew. Right. To stay compliant, right?
10 wifflings.
That's our public answer.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's our radio answer.
Yes, because there may be a 12 magazine. There's for the Wiffle Bat sitting somewhere, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. So we've got, let's see, there are definitely some people that are pushing back. This is very cool. And this is how you can, hopefully you have, for those of you who have, developed relationships and working relationships with your legislators at the state level or your senators or even at the county level for legislation that's being put forward now in multiple states where they are nullifying federal law that's in conflict with the Constitution. This is exciting, right?
Oh, definitely.
So there is also another one that I wanted to point out. This is because, look, right now, the Supreme Court supposedly is going to be deciding whether police can enter a home to seize guns without a warrant.
Well, that would be the most dangerous job on the face of the planet.
Exactly. If it's called the Fourth Amendment. The Supreme Court doesn't get to decide if police can seize firearms without a warrant.
Exactly.
The Constitution has already decided that.
Yes. Yeah. And what are they hoping, that everybody's just a total idiot and doesn't know anything about the Constitution and their constitutional rights? And so, yeah, they're just like they're hoping that everybody will have forgotten the fact that they stole this election and that they're there, that they're occupying illegally and our president is like in exile. So, you know, apparently they are thinking that now they can just make whatever laws according to whatever they want that doesn't have to be in conjunction or congruent with our U.S. Constitution.
Actually, they don't even have laws because...
Because what are they operating under?
Right. There's no laws. It's just what needs to be done.
They're not legally elected. According to them. So now they're just throwing their weight around like extortioners and criminals and
exactly. Well, this is how you might be able to throw your weight around in your state or your county. Here's one great example. Missouri county is authorizing the arrest of feds who violate Second Amendment. On February 3rd, the Newton County, Missouri Commission passed a bill that will not only block federal enforcement of unconstitutional gun policies, but criminalize their implantation thereof within the jurisdiction of the county. So these are the types of actions that are going to be necessary to be able to maintain our laws. And this is our message to the sheriffs.
Wow, that is so cool.
But the sheriffs have to be on board too. As a matter of fact, I think they should criminalize it. So a sheriff within that county who is criminally liable if he refuses to defend the rights of a citizen when they are being violated,
especially illegally by any kind of federal agent.
Yeah.
Because we already know that federal agents and federal funding has gone through most of the sheriffs and police departments in America.
That's right.
And so they're already kind of kowtowing to them, which is unfortunate. But
I know. Well, we need sheriffs that will not only say, "We will never disarm you." We need sheriffs to say they also will never disarm you.
Yep.
That's what we're looking for today. It's going to take courage. Well, we're out of time, folks. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. for the morning commute. God bless all of you. Thank you for being with us.
That's right. Have a wonderful Whipple Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you out there.